All right, we're back here on the halftime show. The Bay College ladies taking on North Central Michigan College today. In our player spotlight is Leah Allen.
Hi, Jack.
How you doing, Leah?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Why don't you tell everybody back home what our bus ride was like? Because that was kind of fun with our great bus driver there.
I don't know if fun was the word, but it was something.
Well, one time you girls all had to run to the back of the bus to give us some weight to get up the hill.
Yes, I was, weren't sure that was a real thing, but...
I guess he was for real.
Yeah, it was. Well...
Very, very snowy here. The school's closed. This campus is closed, but we're still going to play basketball. What do you think about that?
You can do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah, we got to play everybody twice, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, you guys haven't played a game in a while. How have you been keeping yourself? It was about 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, 16, 17 days with practice, but just getting in the gym every day, working out, being as a team, everyone coming together, you know, doing what you got to do to stay healthy, to be there for your team.
What did Todd, did he give you days off in there? So, I mean, with no games coming.
We had last week, Saturday, Sunday off, but that was generally it. So, mostly weekends.
So now that classes are back in session, you're back to your routine, do you think?
Yeah.
So how was it different over the break, though? Because you're trying to keep yourself motivated for, you know school's coming back, but yet it's pretty much all basketball, but then you have family time and you want to do and stuff, right?
Yeah, you know, it's relaxing and it's nice to be home, but... And it's good to have that break, and I felt that was really helpful for me, honestly.
Like only an hour and a half from Escanaba to your house, right?
Yeah, so very close.
So did you manage to get into the gym at all when you were home?
I did not.
Did you go to any games for your old high school?
Yeah, I did. I went to some high school games.
All right, how did the girls do?
They lost, but I had to ask my parents if that's what it looked like when we played, because sometimes it was pretty rough.
It really is a big difference, isn't it? Sometimes you don't really notice it until you go back and watch a high school game, not even necessarily your high school game.
Most definitely.
So the basketball team turned it around right around the holidays, right? You guys were really struggling, like, 3-5 or 3-6 or something like that. How have you guys managed to turn it into a winning season at the halfway point?
Just buying into... like knowing what we can do, and Todd has obviously goals in mind, and we just have to try to keep pushing to reach those, and we're not going to get there all the time, but still making improvements as much as we can.
So do you think you guys are used to him now? And I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean, like, are you used to his style and what he wants you to do?
Yeah, I think that we've all gotten kind of used to it, and we all know what he expects of us, but he's still going to push us every single day to get where we can be.
What's the biggest challenge or the most frustrating thing about being able to play for a coach who's had that much success on a national level?
Just everybody working together. Everybody has their own role and trying to figure out what that is on the team with just every single person.
How about for yourself? I bet up at Wisconsin Dells you were pretty pleased with how things went for you personally.
Yeah, I was proud of myself, and that was a good game for me, and I thought that I was able to show something that I haven't been able to in a while, so I thought that was good.
How do you think it happened so quick? It's not that you've been terrible or anything like that, but to be that good, and to be, you looked really confident to me, Leah, when you were shooting the ball, you were running the floor. Tell me, what do you think clicked for you?
I think mindset was a really big thing for me, just getting in the right place and knowing what I have to do to make the team better, and like just for us so we can play together, was a huge thing.
Okay, academically, how's things going? You made it through the first semester okay?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what are you studying here?
Biology.
Okay, so you want to be a biology teacher? Do you want to be dissecting frogs in a lab or what?
More right now zoology, which is pretty much just animals, working with animals, studying behavior, stuff like that.
Okay, and second semester, class is harder, easier, what do you think?
Harder, because I'm taking the second half of chemistry, calculus, and the second part of anatomy and physiology.
all of those ologies, I never would have done anything. Anything you get as far as a grade goes will be better than what I would have got.
Thank you.
I'm being honest. All right, Leah, give your shout-outs here.
Shout-out to my parents and anybody else watching.
All right, go get them, have some fun, and you're off the hook now until you get 20 points again.
Thank you.
Leah Allen, everybody, in our halftime show. More coming up from Snowbound Petoskey. After this timeout, it's a 3-minute break. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.